Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of being able to be together tonight on an electronic format rather than just in one place.
主，我们感谢你，我们有这样的荣幸能够今天晚上聚在一起，而且是通过这个科技的手段，而不是所有的人都在同一个地方。
And Lord, that encourages us to welcome all who are coming from far away, including Jürgen Schultz, who is with us tonight. Thank you that we can all be together, even though we're far apart in distance.
那这样的话，我们就可以欢迎在很远方的朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，还有Jürgen Schultz 弟兄，他也是今天从别的地方连线进来的。
And so, Lord, we pray that you'll just bless us this evening. Teach each one of us what we need to know, we pray.
主，我们祈求你今天晚上祝福我们，教导我们每个人需要明白的真理。
Help us understand, help us believe, help us obey, and help us to love the Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们明白，帮助我们相信，帮助我们顺服，也帮助我们去爱主。
And we ask all this now, giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求和感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Well, again, a welcome to everyone tonight. This year, from January right up until the present time, we have been studying generally the topic, how to study and how to read your Bible.
欢迎大家啊。我们呢今年从一月份一开始一直到现在呢，我们一直都在讲一个很宽泛的一个话题，就是怎么样读经，怎么样研读圣经。
And you will remember if you've been with us that Trevor Campstra took us through a couple of months of the different ways of approaching the Bible and how to study the Bible to get the most out of it.
如果大家一直跟我们在一起学习的话，就会记得是 Trevor 弟兄呢给我们讲了几个月，他讲给我们教给我们一些方法，怎么样去进到圣经里面，怎么样去研读。
And then early in April, Trevor and his wife Leo, they left again for their work that they do as missionaries in Mexico.
然后在四月初的时候呢 ,Trevor 和他的太太Leo 呢就又继续回到墨西哥从事他们的这个传教士的工作了。
And from that time, the last couple of months, we've been looking at examples of how to study the Bible and different methods and examples of Bible study.
那过去的这个两个月四月五月呢我们是举了一些例子来给大家示范就是怎么样读经的一些方法。
The last few weeks then we've done a word study, a couple of word studies, and then we studied one passage, and then last week we studied one book.
那过去的几周呢我们学习了怎么样查考一个词，然后还学习了怎么样查考一章或者是一段，然后最后一周呢就上周呢我们是学习了怎么样查考一卷书。
Now, I've got a very wonderful surprise for everyone because we are now going to advance this how to study your Bible by studying a whole book.
那我今天晚上呢给大家准备了一个惊喜啊，就是我们要开始认真的研读一卷书。
And for this study, our brother Jürgen Schultz, a missionary with he and his wife Wendy to Bolivia, South America, has agreed to give us a series on the Book of Mark.
然后我们的这个弟兄啊Jürgen Schultz 和他的太太Wendy 姐妹呢他们都是去南美的玻利维亚的这个国家的传教士，那他同意呢给我们讲解一卷书，就是马可福音，他要开始这样的一个系列。
Fortunately, they are living in our area again after some time, but Jürgen has agreed to give us a thorough study of the book of Mark, and he will explain more.
那个最近的几个月呢，他和他太太呢是在这个BC省和我们在一起。 那他同意呢，给我们详细的讲这个系列，就是马可福音的这个这篇书的系列。
And he's taught in Bible schools, both in Bolivia and Peru, I believe, in other places perhaps. And so he's well qualified, and I'm looking forward greatly to this series of the study of the Gospel of Mark.
那Jurgen弟兄呢，他在这个玻利维亚还有秘鲁等南美的国家的很多的圣经学校呢，都讲，都是在讲课的。所以呢，他这次能给我们详细的。 查考这个马可福音呢，Eric说他自己也很期待。So
I'd like to give a warm welcome to you, Jurgen, this evening, and I'll pass the time over to you, and if there's any other introductory remarks that you wish to make, please do so.
我们现在就把时间呢交给Jurgen弟兄，我们也特别的热烈的欢迎他。如果他需要再对这个系列做一些什么介绍的话呢，他可以自己安排。
Thank you very much, Eric, and it's a privilege and a joy to be with you and to look at this portion of scripture with you.
很高兴今天晚上能来也跟大家在一起，和大家一起查考圣经的这一部分的书卷。
Before I get going, I should maybe ask what time I should try to finish.
他想问一下什么时候结束。
Around 9 o'clock.
Okay. Very good. Okay, I find myself more and more fascinated by the indescribable magnificence of Jesus Christ.
那我现在发现我自己对这个耶稣不可描述的这种奥秘是越来越着迷了。
In all the world and in all of history, there is no one and there is nothing that compares with him.
因为在整个宇宙当中，整个世界里，整个历史中没有什么能和他相比的。
Never has this world seen someone as wonderful as the Lord Jesus.
这个世上的人呢，没有人看到过像主这么美好的人。
The more we contemplate him, the more reasons we find to admire him.
那我们越是琢磨他，越是思想他呢，我们就有更多的理由来尊崇他。
And I would like to look with you at the incomparable person of Christ as presented in the Gospel of Mark.
那我想跟大家一起呢，来通过马可福音这卷书呢，来立体的综合的看一下主耶稣基督这个人。
And I trust as we do so, our devotion to Christ will be deepened and our relationship with him will be strengthened.
我相信我们随着这样马可福音的这个研读呢，我们和主的关系会进一步的紧密，我们对主的这个奉献献身也会更深。
So let's go to Mark chapter 1.
我们现在来翻开马可福音的一章。
God has spoken many times and in many ways in the past through the prophets and the patriarchs.
那神曾经借着这个历史历代的先知和这个祖先对我们说话。
But now he is going to speak as he never has done before.
但是现在呢，他现在这个说话的方式呢，是他以前从来没有用过的。
God has a message for the world.
神对这个世界有一个信息。
And this message comes to us through his son.
这个信息呢，是直接从他的儿子来的。
And Mark chapter 1 verse 1 says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
马可福音的一章一节说，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
God has a gospel that is good news for us, and the good news is Jesus.
那神有一个福音，福音就是好消息，这个好消息就是耶稣基督。
The good news is not centered on precepts or principles, but on a person.
所以这个福音呢，不是建立在一些原则、一些什么道理基础上的，它就是建立在一个人上的。
And we cannot conceptualize the gospel merely in doctrinal terms because Christianity is Christ.
我们不能把这个福音把它这个教义化成了一些概念性的东西，因为福音是一个人。
He did not come to bring the good news, he came to be the good news.
他不只是把福音带来，他自己就是福音。
And Mark is about to tell us how incomparable he is.
那马可就是告诉我们他是怎么样做的。
It's interesting to notice how John begins his book, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
还记得约翰是怎么开始他的福音书的起头的。
This is the title of the entire book.
这是整个福音书的这个题目。
Why does Mark describe his book as the beginning of the gospel?
那为什么马可福音在这个第一章里面把它描述成耶稣基督福音的起头呢？
Does Mark not give us the entire story of the gospel?
难道马可没有给我们这个福音的全部的内容吗？
Mark is about to tell us a story that starts with the baptism of Christ and ends with his resurrection.
那马可福音后面的内容是从施洗约翰给耶稣施洗开始，一直到耶稣复活为止的。And
he says this is the beginning.
然后他说呢，整个这个内容就是一个起头。Evidently,
the good news goes beyond Mark's narrative right into the world of Mark's readers.
当然这个福音的这个内容是超越了马可福音，一直到进到了马可福音的读者里面去。
Mark is indicating that what Jesus did was the beginning, and the story goes on, and we are invited to be participants of this drama.
所以马可福音用这个起头这个词的意思呢，是说这个呢，他讲的这个只是一个开始，那福音呢后面还会延续到历史历代的人们当中，就包括我们也是的，我们也是这整个福音的一个组成部分。
Mark does not want us only to be informed of this story. He wants us to be involved.
所以马可呢，不仅仅希望我们只是听这样的一个故事，而是希望我们也参与到这个故事当中。
To believe the gospel is to enter into God's story and to live in this story, the most wonderful of all stories.
所以信福音呢，就是不仅是要听福音，而是要活在这个福音里面，是。
So the gospel story does not merely inform us, it calls us.
所以福音不仅仅是告诉我们这件事情，而是呼唤我们，呼召我们。
In the first part of the book, all sorts of people are drawn into the life of Christ.
那在这个马可福音的前半部分呢，有很多人都被吸引到耶稣这里来。
They experience his compassion, his healing, his deliverance, his salvation.
他们经历的是主耶稣基督的热情，他的医治，他的这个讲道，还有他的救恩。
And here is a Christ who came to seek and to save that which was lost.
然后有这样一个危机时刻，就是要得救的这个时刻。
The four Gospels make up almost half of the New Testament.
那四卷福音书呢，基本上占了这个新约的篇幅的一半。
These have been rightly called the deepest part of the Scriptures.
那它基本上呢，是记载了这个整个圣经里最深的内容的部分。
The Gospels are an inexhaustible treasure.
那福音书呢，是一个取之不尽、用之不竭的宝藏。The
Old Testament points to the Gospels, and the rest of the New Testament flows from the Gospels.
那整个旧约呢，都是指向这福音书的。然后福音书后面的内容呢，又是从这个福音这四卷福音书里流淌出来的，发展出来的。The
four Gospels are the most wonderful books in the world.
那四卷福音书呢，是这世界上最美好、最美妙的书。
because it is here that we see the most amazing life that was ever lived on this earth.
因为我们在这福音书里面能看到在整个人类的历史上活出来的最美妙的最美好的生命。
It is the life of a man who was God.
那他就是一个道成肉身的神道成肉身的人。
We could say here we have the human life of God.
我们可以说这就是人在在神在人的肉身里活出来的生命。
And human eyes have never seen something so wonderful. And the more we look, the more we are amazed.
那人的眼睛从来没有看到过这么美好的一个生命，所以我们越是看呢，越是惊奇。
And four men were commissioned by the Holy Spirit to record the life of Christ.
那有四个人呢，是被圣灵指定来写这福音书的。
And each gospel writer gives us a different portrait of Christ.
那每一卷福音书呢，都给耶稣画了一个不同的画像。
Each one paints his picture using different colors and different tones.
所以每个人给耶稣画的画像啊，用的都是不同的色调，不同的颜色。
Matthew helps us see him as the king.
那马太福音帮助我们看他是一个王。
Mark presents him as the one who took upon himself the form of a servant.
然后马可福音的帮助我们看到主耶稣是是扮演了一个仆人的角色。
Luke focuses on his perfect humanity.
那路加呢强调的是他一个完美的人性。
And John describes him as the son of God.
那约翰福音呢是描写他是神的儿子。
In his gospel, John stated that if all the things that Jesus did and said were written, the world could not contain the books that could be written.
那约翰福音呢？约翰在约翰福音里面曾经说过这么一句话，他说：“如果耶稣做的事情呢，都写下来，都写成书的话，这个世界也都装不下。”
Of that tremendous amount of material, the four evangelists picked only a few incidents.
所以在这众多的这些事迹里面啊，这 四卷福音书只是挑出了其中的一部分，很少的一部分。
Each one said in effect, I'm going to include this and this and this, and I'm going to leave that aside because I want my readers to see the glory of Jesus from a particular angle.
所以每个 作者呢都说啊，我要挑把这个写进来，但是我不选那一个，因为我之所以这样的选择呢，是因为我要让读者呢，能够得到一个我所描述的这个耶稣的形象。
And the Spirit of God guided each writer in selecting the material that he was to insert in his gospel.
所以是圣灵呢带领每一个作者，福音书的作者去挑选他在这卷书里所要用的材料。
So we would like to examine the particular features that Mark incorporated in his portrait of Christ.
所以我们特别要仔细的来看马可福音是挑了一些什么样的人物，什么样的故事来放在他的这个对耶稣的这个画像的描述上的。
Mark focuses his account not so much on the words of Christ, but on the deeds of Christ.
那马可福音的重点呢，不是放在主耶稣基督的话语上，而是放在他的行动上。
One philosopher said that if you really want to understand someone,Don't just listen to what he says, but watch what he does.
那有一个哲学家曾经说过，如果你想真的了解一个，深入的了解一个人的话呢，不要只听他说什么，还要看他做了什么。
And that is precisely what we have in the Gospel of Mark.
那就是马可福音要告诉我们的了。
Mark is not concerned with telling us the life of Christ in chronological order, but rather in showing us above all,What he is like.
所以马可福音呢，它并不是着意要按照这个时间顺序来记载耶稣的一生，而是要告诉我们，用他的这个笔墨来告诉我们，耶稣基督是一个什么样子的人。
He wants us to see the character and the person of Christ.
他想让我们看见耶稣这个人，看到他的性情。
There are two central themes that emerge in this book.
那这卷书呢，有两个突出的主题显露出来。
They are the character of Christ, and secondly, what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
一个呢就是耶稣基督自己的性情是怎么样的，第二个呢就是作为耶稣基督的门徒又是怎样的。
The book of Mark moves forward at a fast pace.
那马可福音呢，它往前进的这个节奏非常的快。
It's a dynamic book full of action and vigor.
所以它这是一卷非常动，它充满动感的一卷书，充满了很多动作。
It seems that the author is in a hurry to tell us his story.
读起来就感觉这个作者呢很着急，他要把耶稣的故事很着急地告诉我们。
And Mark takes us quickly from one scene to another, from one house to another, from one village to another.
所以马可福音总是带着我们从一个场景快速地换到另外一个场景，从一个家里快速地到另外一个家里，从一个故事快速到另外一个故事，从一个村子里快速到另外一个村子。
A leper recovers his health.
比如大麻风得了医治。
A man in bondage is freed from dark powers.
然后一个被黑暗的权势捆锁的一个人就被释放了。
A blind man has his sight restored.
然后又一个瞎子恢复了他的视力。
Events take place quickly, one after another.
这个事情发展都非常快，一个紧接着一个。
And we see many people glorifying God for the blessings received.
所以我们看到在这卷书里看到很多人因为他们领受了神的祝福而荣耀神的名。
Now, who is the writer of this book called the Gospel of Mark?
那这卷叫马可福音的书的作者是谁呢？
Evidently, it was John Mark, the nephew of Barnabas, a companion of Paul.
那有充足的证据表明呢，就是马可这个人他是保罗的同工。
Paul and Barnabas had invited John Mark to accompany them on their first missionary journey.
保罗和巴拿巴在他们第一次传道的旅程中呢，曾邀请马可和他们一起同工。
But something happened, and Mark abandoned his friends and returned home.
但是中途呢，发生了一些事情，然后马可呢，就抛弃了他的同伴，就回家了。However,
God took that unsuccessful servant and made him a useful servant.
但是神使这个不太成功的仆人呢，最后把他变成了一个有用的仆人。
And Mark became the one who wrote the gospel of the perfect servant.
所以马可后来就来写这一卷书，就是来描写这个完美仆人的这卷书。
Now, where did Mark get his information to write this book?
那马可从哪里得到的这些信息来写这卷书呢？
Mark was not one of the 12 disciples who walked with Jesus during his earthly life.
那在耶稣在地上活着的时候，马可并不是日夜跟随耶稣的那十二个门徒之一。
It has been commented that the book of Mark is full of minute details and observations, no doubt from an eyewitness.
马可福音里面呢，充满了很多这种细节啊，还有具体的描述，这只有就是亲眼见证的人才能够知道的。
So where did Mark get the information that he put into his book?
那马可是从哪里得到这些信息放在他的书里面的呢？
Who was the eyewitness that provided these stories?
那是谁是这些故事的目击证人呢？
It is believed that the person from whom Mark got most of his information was the Apostle Peter.
那大部分人都相信呢，马可是从使徒彼得这里得到的大部分的信息。
It is probable that Peter led Mark to Christ because in his first letter he calls him Mark, my son.
那很有可能呢，是彼得带领马可信主的，因为在彼得的书信里称呼着马可是他的儿子。
Peter used to visit Mark's home in Jerusalem.
那彼得呢，以前也曾经去过马可在耶路撒冷的家。
After being released from jail, the house to which Peter went was the house where Mark lived.
那彼得从监狱里被天使救出来以后呢，他第一时间也是去了马可的家。
At the end of his first epistle, Peter sends greetings, and the only person mentioned by name who sends greeting along with Peter is John Mark.
那在彼得前书的最后的这个问安的这个篇章篇幅里面，唯一一个提到名字的个人的名字的，就是约翰马可。
Evidently, there was a close relationship between Peter and Mark.
所以我们可以完全有理由相信，彼得和马可之间呢有很好的个人关系。
And there are many incidents in the book of Mark in which Peter appears more than any other gospel.
而且在马可福音书里面，就是彼得出现的次数要比其他的福音书里面更多一些。
The writers of the first centuries affirm that Peter was the main source of information for this gospel.
所以第一世纪的很多的作者呢，都确信是彼得给马可提供了这卷书里面的绝大部分的信息。
And the content and style of the book reflects very much the personality of Peter.
而且这卷书的内容啊，还有这卷书的风格啊，也和这个彼得这个人非常的契合。
Peter was an active man, full of energy, and that's exactly the spirit of this book.
那彼得呢，就是这样一个很有行动力的人，是很活力四射的一个人，所以这也是这卷书的灵魂所反映出来的这个风格。
Furthermore, very little is said about the positive aspects of Peter.
而且这里面也很少讲这个彼得的正面的一些东西。
The book emphasizes the shortcomings and errors of Peter, which perhaps show his humility.
然后这卷书呢，更多的写的是彼得的缺点，彼得的错误不好的地方，也就是显明了彼得的谦卑。
And the book begins precisely where Peter met Jesus at the Jordan River.
然后这个马可福音一开始讲到彼得和主相遇的地方呢，就是在约旦河。
So these are several reasons to believe that this book was written under the guidance of Peter.
所以这些证据呢，都证明这卷书呢是在彼得的指导下写的。
It has been suggested that this book could be called the Gospel according to St. Peter.
所以也有人说这卷书啊，应该是叫西门彼得福音。
So it is very likely that in this book we see Jesus through the eyes of Peter.
所以我们在这卷书里面，我们是非常有可能是通过彼得的这个视角来看耶稣的。
In the first decades of the Christian church, there was no New Testament.
在这个就是新约教会时代的第前十年的时候呢，是没有福音书的。
The information about Jesus, his life and his deeds was obtained through the eyewitnesses who had been there.
那所以关于耶稣基督的事迹啊，都是通过和他在一起生活的这些目击证人在口口相传的。And
people like Peter would be in great demand that he would tell those stories again and again.
那所以像彼得这样的门徒呢，可能人们就一遍一遍的要求他把耶稣基督的事情讲了一遍又一遍。No
doubt he was asked, tell us again about when Lazarus was raised, or when the storm was calmed, or the multitude was fed, tell us that story again.
所以我们可以想象，很多人可能总是要彼得讲，你再给我们讲讲这个纳撒路复活的事情，再给我们讲讲这个五饼二鱼的事情，再给我们讲讲平风惊浪的事情。And
finally, there was someone that recorded and documented those memories, and that seems to be what we have in the Gospel of Mark.
然后最后呢，就会有人把彼得讲的这些事情呢，都把它记录下来，编纂成书，那就是我们现在看到的这个马可福音了。The
Gospel of Mark could be divided in three parts.
那马可福音呢，分成三个部分。First
of all, we have the service of the servant, chapters 1 to 10.
那第一章到第四章呢，讲的是这个仆人他所做的服事的事情。
Then we have the sacrifice of the servant, chapters 11 to 15.
然后是11章到15章呢，讲的是这个仆人的献祭舍身。
And finally, we have the success of the servant in chapter 16.
然后在16章呢，讲的是这个仆人的胜利。
So Mark organizes his book as a drama with three scenes.
所以马可呢，在组织这卷书的时候，是把我们放在了一个三个场景里面的。
He presents us with a Jesus who came to serve.
他把耶稣展现给我们看是一个什么形象，就是他来是来服侍人的。
He was given a task and he did it perfectly and wonderfully.
他身负一个责任，一个职责，然后他做得非常的完美。
And that's what you want in a servant, is it not?
这就是你对一个仆人所要求的，不是吗？
We want them to be faithful in their work.
我们希望仆人对他的工作是忠诚的。
And no servant did it as well as this one.
但世上没有哪一个仆人是像耶稣基督做的这么好的。
Someone has suggested that the Gospel of Mark could be called the Gospel of the Amazing Christ.
有人说马可福音可以叫那令人惊奇的基督的福音。
Time and again, the writer calls our attention to the impact that Jesus had upon those who witnessed his ministry.
就是耶稣所做的事情，就是极大的影响了他所影响的，就他这些事情所影响到的那些人。
And Mark constantly refers to the astonishment of those who saw what he did and heard what he said.
所以马可常常提到那些看到他做这些事情，听到他讲的话的人的他们的惊奇，他们的惊叹。
The Christ that we find in Mark is someone extraordinary who transforms our understanding of God.
所以在马可福音里面描写这个耶稣基督是真是令人诧异的，所以他是超出了人们对神的认识的。
He rearranges all the furniture in the religious environment.
他把这个场景，他把这地上的事情，还有这个自然里的东西，他都重新摆布了。
And lives are transformed wherever he goes.
然后他所到之处，所有的生命都会被改变。He
is the amazing Christ.
所以他是令人惊奇的基督。
It is interesting that Matthew uses four different words to say amazement.
Matthew or Mark? Matthew said. Matthew. 马太呢，用六个词来描述耶稣基督的神奇。
John uses two words in the original language.
那约翰呢，在他的这个原文里面用了两个词来描述耶稣的神奇。
But Mark uses 11 different words to talk about amazement.
那马可是用了11个不同的词来描述耶稣基督的神奇。On
no less than 26 occasions, Mark talks about people who are overcome with astonishment.
所以马可福音有26次讲到人们被耶稣所做的事情所惊奇到目瞪口呆的程度。
So let's notice some of these reactions of amazement that Mark records.
我们来看一下这个马可记录的，就是人们对耶稣所做的事情感到惊奇的这种场景。
Mark chapter 1, verse 21, and they came into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught.
我们看马可1章的21节，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
22节，众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
These people had heard many rabbis and teachers, but never one like this.
所以这些人听到过很多拉比呀，这个教师的教训，但是没有一个人像他这样的。
And the word amazed here is actually a very strong word used 5 times in Mark.
那这里面这个稀奇这个词是一个语气很强烈的词，在马可福音里用过5次。
It means to be struck with amazement.
那它这个词的意思就是被这样的惊奇所牢牢的吸引的意思。
To strike with panic, to shock, to astonish.
是感到非常的惊讶。 大吃一惊，就是目瞪口呆的那个意思。
As if someone were physically thrown backwards.
就像很多人因为这个会往后退一样的，因为震惊往后退。
the words of Christ had a powerful effect.
所以基督的话呀是有非常有力的这样的效果的。
Never had they listened to a preacher like this one.
所以他们从来没有听到过一个讲道的人是像他这样的。
But then things got even more dramatic.
然后呢事情又发展得更戏剧化了。
Suddenly a man under the control of an evil spirit begins to shout and disturb the meeting.
然后紧接着呢就是有一个被巫鬼附着的人呢他开始大喊大叫搅扰了他们的这个聚会。
The Lord responds, and in verse 25 we read, but Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him.
然后25节耶稣责备他说不要作声从这个人身上出来吧。
Jesus gave the order, and the demon cried out and left.
所以耶稣下了命令以后呢这个巫鬼就叫那个人大声喊叫然后他就这个鬼就出来了。
Verse 27, then they were all amazed.So that they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
所以27节里面说，众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说，这是什么事？是个新道理啊！他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，连巫鬼也听从了他。
And here Mark uses a word that denotes a combination of amazement and fright.
那这里面他用的这个惊奇的词啊是既有惊讶又有害怕的这个两个意思的组合起来的词。
They were dumbfounded and asked, what is this?
所以他们特别的惊讶然后就说到底这是怎么回事啊
They had never attended a meeting like this one.
所以他们从来没有遇见过像他这样的人。
Verse 28, and immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee.
然后28节耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
Christ never launched a publicity campaign.
主耶稣从来没有自己去组织过一个公开的这种演讲的集会。
But now everyone was talking about this rabbi from Nazareth.
但是一下子呢突然之间呢所有的人都在谈论这个从拿撒勒出来的这个拉比了。
Chapter 2 verse 12 says, and immediately he arose,took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all so that all were amazed and glorified God saying we never saw anything like this
我们再看二章的十二节啊，那人就起来立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了以致众人都惊奇归荣耀与神说我们从来没有见过这样的事
Mark continues to talk about the amazement of the witnesses to what Christ did
所以马可持续的在继续的在讲就是见证耶稣基督这些神奇的事情
And the word used here means to throw off balance to be astonished, amazed, stunned
那这里的这个惊奇呢就是讲打破了一切的平衡就是让所有的人都很惊讶都很震惊
It suggests an intense level of amazement
他这里强调的是这个惊奇的这个程度啊非常非常的深。
The people had never ever seen anything like this.
因为人们没有见过这样的事情。
Chapter 3 verse 7, but Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him and from Judea.
我们再看三章的七节。耶稣和门徒退到海边去有许多人从加利利跟随他。
And Jerusalem and Idumea and beyond the Jordan and those from Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they heard how many things he was doing, came to him.
第八节，还有许多人听见他所做的大事，就从犹太、耶路撒冷、以土买、约旦河外，并推罗、西顿的四方来到他那里。
The news about Jesus went in every direction.
所以关于耶稣的这个新闻呢是传向了四面八方。
And now they come from north, south, east, and west to see him.
然后人们从东西南北各个方向来见他。
In chapter 4, they crossed the lake in a boat, and this time it is a storm that flees at the word of Christ.
然后我们看这个四章啊就是有一个那天晚上他们过海的时候有一个巨大的风浪。
And we read in chapter 4, verse 41, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?
然后我们看这个4章的41节， 当耶稣平静了风浪以后呢， 他们就大大的惧怕彼此说， 这到底是谁啊， 连风和海也听从他了。
The disciples were frightened, and it was understandable.
所以门徒呢是很害怕的， 他们这个害怕呢是可以理解的。
It's not every day that you see someone ordering the wind and it obeys as if it were a servant.
因为这可不是一个 每天都能常见的事情啊， 就是你吩咐一个吩咐风， 它就停了， 好像那风是你的仆人一样。
Not only does the Lord have authority over demons and diseases and disabilities, but even over the wind and the sea.
这就证明耶稣不仅对疾病 有权柄， 对这个魔鬼有权柄， 对其他的残疾都有权柄， 而且他对这个风和海都有权柄。
His power seemed to be unlimited, and the people were stunned.
看上去他的这个能力是没有限度的， 所以人们就因为这一点感到格外的震惊。
In chapter 5, we have new reactions of amazement.
我们在第五章里面看到对耶稣这个神奇啊， 人们有了新的反应。
A legion of demons are filled with fear in the presence of Christ.
有一个叫群的这个鬼啊， 这个在耶稣的面前。
And as a result, fear came upon all of the people of that region.
然后被耶稣呢都给赶出去了。然后听了这件事以后呢，这个整个这个地方的人呢都害怕了。
And now we have a man freed from demons who goes about telling his story, and everyone who heard his story were amazed.
然后这个被耶稣治好了的人，就是被鬼被赶出去这个人呢，就向所有的人去讲耶稣在他身上所做的事，那所有的人都惊奇了。
Chapter 5, verse 20 says, and he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled.
第加波里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
Not only the ones who saw what he did marveled, but also the ones who heard the stories.
所以不仅就是看见他，看见亲眼看见他做这个事情的人惊奇，现在连听说这个故事的人都感到惊奇了。
This Jesus is incredible.
这个耶稣这个人真是让人难以置信啊。And
then the Lord goes into the house of Jairus, and with one word, he resurrects a young girl who had just died.
然后接着呢，主耶稣进了这个雅鲁这个人的家里面，只用一句话，就使他那个已经死了的女儿复活了。And
Mark describes the reaction of the family in chapter 5, verse 42.
在5章的42节里面啊，马可描述了这整个家里人对这件事的反应。
Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with amazement.
42节, 那闺女立时起来走, 他们就大大的惊奇, 闺女已经12岁了。The
Lord speaks, and even death obeys his word.
所以当主说话的时候, 即使死亡都已经顺服了他的话。
The dead girl is brought back to life, and not only was there amazement, there was great amazement.
所以这个已经死了的女孩她又活过来，所以他们不仅惊奇，而是大大的惊奇。Not
only were there amazed, they were overcome with amazement.
而且他们这个英文里面就是 overcome 这个词，就是被这个惊奇折服了，就是完全服了的意思。
Chapter 6, verse 51, then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled.
然后我们看这个马可的6章的51节， 于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了， 他们心里十分惊奇。
The amazement doesn't stop.
所以这个让他们惊奇的事情没有停止啊。
Now we have amazement, as Mark puts it, beyond measure.
而在这里面说他这个惊奇啊， 超过了限度，就是没有限度的惊奇。
It goes right off the charts.
就是完全超出了这个，就是就爆表了。
Chapter 7, verse 37, and they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak.
我们再看七章的37节，众人分外惊奇，说他所做的事都好，他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。The
people were filled with wonder.
所以众人呢都被这样的奇妙充满了，被充满了。Wherever
he went, the people were filled with admiration at what he was doing.
所以不管他到哪里啊，这个众人都因为他所做的事情而尊崇他。
On two occasions, the Lord fed a great multitude.
然后有两次呢，耶稣是给很多很多的人吃饱了饭。
The first time was in the desert in chapter 6.
那第一次呢是在六章记载在旷野里。
The second time was near a mountain by the Lake of Galilee in chapter 8.
然后第二次呢是在八章里记载的，是在靠近加利利海边的一个山坡上。
And chapter 8, verse 2, we read this, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.
八章的二节说，我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的了。This
crowd had been with the Lord for 3 days.
那这一大群人呢，已经跟主一起三天了。
The people of the whole area had left their normal work and chores to be there.
那这周围的这群人呢，周围地区的人呢，离开了他们正常的生活，离开了他们放下他们手中的工作，来跟主在一起。All
the commercial activity, all the farming work had come to a stop.
那所有的农业生产和所有的商业活动都停了。Nobody
was harvesting or selling vegetables in the market.
那没有人在市场上卖蔬菜，也没有人去收割庄稼了。The
flocks of sheep were left without a shepherd.
然后牧人呢也把羊放在一边不去管了。The
children were left with the grandparents.
然后孩子呢就留给了老人看管。For
3 days, the people of Galilee forgot about everything.
那有长达三天之久啊，整个加利这个地区的人都忘了其他所有的事情。
When they learned that the master was there, apparently without making preparations or taking supplies, they went to see him.
所以当他们知道这个伟大的主人来了以后呢，他们就不再去预备这些吃的喝的了，就直接到他那里去了。Perhaps
as many as 10,000 people in all, men, women, and children, had gone into the desert to see Christ.
很可能呢，加上孩子、妇女啊，可能有这个10,000人到他那里去。
And for 3 days, they listened to him nonstop.
然后连续在三天啊，他们接连不停的听耶稣讲道。
And nobody was in a hurry to go home.
没有人急着要回家。
Nobody was saying, this preacher, when is he going to finish?
没有人说，哎，这个讲道的人什么时候能讲完呢？
People were attracted to him like a magnet.
所以人呢，他就像一块磁铁一样，牢牢的把人吸到他这里来。
He was the amazing, incomparable Christ.
所以他就是这个奇妙的耶稣基督。
Chapter 9, verse 15. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed. And running to him, greeted him.
我们再看九章的十五节，众人一见耶稣就甚惊稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。
And here we come across a word that no one else in the New Testament uses, but Mark, and he uses it 3 times.
那这里面这个甚稀奇这个词啊，是在整个圣经里面没有其他地方用过，只有马可在这里用过三次，马可福音里用过三次。
It means to wonder greatly.
这个就是大大的惊奇稀奇的意思。
It means to be absolutely astounded to the point that they could hardly believe what they were seeing.
那到一个程度呢，他们惊奇到一个程度，就是 真的让人难以置信的程度。
So this is extreme amazement.
所以这个是稀奇的极点了。And
the word that nobody thought to use regarding Christ was boring.
所以没有人会认为耶稣基督是个很枯燥无聊的人。Chapter
10, verse 24, and the disciples were astonished at his words.
我们再看10章的24节啊, 门徒稀奇他的话。
Verse 26, and they were astonished beyond measure.
26节, 门徒就分外稀奇。
Verse 32, now they were going on the road, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed.
32节, 他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇。
The amazement does not diminish.
所以耶稣基督令人惊奇的这些事情没有消散的这个时刻。
People keep on finding new reasons to be amazed at him.
因为人们总是能够找到新的理由啊，发觉耶稣又有新的理由让他们惊奇了。
Chapter 11 and verse 18, and the scribes and chief priests heard and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching.
我们再看11章的18节, 祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他, 因为众人都稀奇他的教训。
It was not a few people who were astonished.
不是只有一小部分人稀奇他的教训。
Everyone was astonished at what he taught.
而是每个人都稀奇他的教训。
And chapter 11, starting at verse 27, we have a series of people who come to talk with Christ.
我们从这个11章的27节开始，就有一连串的人到耶稣这里来。
The priests, the scribes, the elders, the Pharisees, the Herodians, the Sadducees.
有撒都该人，有法利赛人，有文士，有这个祭司长，有这个叫什么西律党的人都来了。
One after another, these groups came with trick questions for him.
每一群来的人呢，他们都带着一些很诡诈的问题来的。
And chapter 12, verse 13 says this, Then they sent to him some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in his words.
我们再看12章的13节。 后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党的人到耶稣那里，要就着他的话陷害他。These
men were looking for any reason to accuse him.
所以这些人呢是要找到任何的瑕疵来控告他的。But
they were not very successful.
但是他们好像看上去不怎么成功。All
they managed to do is to bring to light the matchless wisdom of the Lord.
他们所做的呢，是反倒每一次都是让主耶稣基督那个无可比拟的智慧啊，使众人看见。And
thinking they had come up with a very clever plan, they come with a question.
他们觉得他们是准备了一个非常聪明的计划，他们就带着问题来了。Is
it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
他们说，纳税给凯撒可以不可以？
It was a clever trap.
这是一个很聪明的陷阱。If
he said no,
如果你说不,
the would be on his back.
如果你说不的话呢，那这个政府就会找他麻烦了。If
he said yes, the people would be displeased.
如果他说可以，那这个人民就不高兴了。They
were thinking, now let's see how he gets out of this one.
然后他们想看这次耶稣是怎么解决这个难题的。
And Jesus answers in verse 17, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And then it says, And they marveled.
我们再看17节，耶稣说，凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神，他们就很稀奇他。
I would have loved to see their faces.
我真的很想看到他们当时的脸色是怎么样的。
Somebody should have had a camera to take a picture of their faces.
应该真的有人当时有个照相机把他们的脸照下来。
What a profound answer.
这是一个多么智慧的回答呀。
The scholars were left stunned.
那这些学者呢都被搞得目瞪口就是目瞪口呆说不出话了。
They had no answer.
他们没有办法回答。
And according to verse 34, these encounters went so badly for the Jews that finally they preferred not to ask him any more questions.
然后根据这个12章的34节啊，因为耶稣每次的回答都如此的有智慧啊，以至于没有人再敢问他什么了。
They came out losing every time.
所以他们每次来都失败。
But now in chapter 15, it was the Roman governor's turn to marvel.
然后在15章的时候啊，现在轮到这个罗马的政府的人开始惊奇了。
Chapter 15, verse 5, but Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled.
我们再看15章的五节，耶稣仍不回答，以致比拉多觉得稀奇。
The word used denotes consternation or confusion.
这里的稀奇呢，还有困惑的意思。
This man was sentenced to death and he had nothing to say in his own defense.
因为这个人被指控要判他死罪，结果他什么都不说，不为自己抗辩。
Pilate had never seen anyone like this.
比拉多从来没有见过像他这样的人。
The governor was amazed and perplexed.
所以这个总督呢，很稀奇，也很糊涂。
And then finally, at the cross, it was a centurion who was overcome with amazement.
然后最后在十字架，钉十字架的那个地方呢，是这个百夫长又感到惊奇了。
In chapter 15, verse 39, we read, Now when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God.
我们再看15章的39节，对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说这人真是神的儿子。
This Roman officer had seen a lot of people die, but he had never seen someone die like this.
这个百夫长呢，曾经亲眼看见很多人死亡的场景，但是没有一个人他从来没有看见一个人像耶稣这样的死法的。
And the man came to the conclusion that he had to be the Son of God.
所以这个人呢，就得出一个结论，说这个人一定必须得是神的儿子。
Not only did Jesus impact people by the way he lived, but also by the way he died.
所以耶稣啊，不仅是他的活法让人觉得惊奇，连他这个死法都让人惊奇。
And then finally, Mark describes the reaction of a group of women who were faced with the announcement of the resurrection of Christ.
然后最后的一个惊奇呢，就是当主耶稣基督复活的时候呢，这一群妇女们他们的这个惊奇的反应。
Chapter 16 and verse 8, and they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
我们看16章的8节，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
This word indicates that the women were trembling with fright.
那这个词呢，是就告诉我们这些人，这些妇女是害怕的，都发抖了。
Poor women, they panicked.
所以这可怜的妇人呢，他们真的惊慌失措了。
The fright was such that they could not even speak.
他们这个惊吓到一个程度，他们都说不出话来了。
And for a woman to be absolutely speechless, well, you know that something powerful had taken place.
如果能让一个女人闭口不说话的话，你就知道一定是非常这个有利的一件事情发生了。
So the entire life of Christ caused amazement. But nothing was more astonishing than his resurrection from the dead.
但是没有什么比他从死里复活这件事更让人惊奇的了。So
the amazing Christ is a suitable title for the book of Mark.
所以令人惊奇的基督啊，对马可福音这件书来说，真是一个很合适的题目。Never
was there a life that caused such a great impact.
没有哪个人的生命像他这样产生过如此巨大的影响的。
And Mark delights to tell us about all this astonishment that went on.
所以马可特别的愿意把这些让人惊奇的事情都记录下来告诉人们。
Nobody lived like he did. Nobody talked like he did. Nobody did what he did.
所以没有人像他这样生活过，没有人像他这样教训过人，没有人像他这样做事情的。
Let me just highlight three points as we come to a conclusion.
那我们最后结束的时候呢，我特别的强调三点。
Firstly, I'd like to say that the Lord Jesus will never stop amazing us.
第一点就是主耶稣基督，他永远不会停止使我们惊奇。
We will never stop finding new reasons to be amazed at the inexhaustible greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对于主耶稣基督呢，永无止境的这个伟大，我们永远都能够找出新的理由让我们惊奇。
Again and again, we will find new reasons to admire him and to praise him.
一次又一次的，我们可以找到新的理由来赞美我们的主，尊崇我们的主。
There is no end to the magnificence of Christ.
所以主耶稣基督的伟大是没有尽头的。
And he will never stop causing amazement.
所以他永远不会停止制造新的惊奇。
In all of history, we search in vain to find someone like Jesus Christ.
我们在整个人的历史上，我们都找不到一个，如果我们想要找到跟耶稣这样同样的人的话，我们的努力一定是徒劳的。
No one comes close.
甚至没有人跟他有点接近。
No one compares with him.
没有人能和他相比。
This is the magnificent, extraordinary Christ.
他是那极其独特的，无可比拟的那一位基督。
Secondly, I would like to point out that the Lord Jesus is the complete and final and amazing revelation of God.
然后第二点要强调的是，主耶稣基督是那完全的、奇妙的、神的，把神启示出来的那一位。
The prophecy of Isaiah that is cited at the beginning of this book speaks of the coming of God to his people.
那以赛亚在他的这卷先知书里面一开始就讲到神来到人当中。
And Mark cites the verse, and we are expecting God to come, and then Mark presents Christ.
然后呢，在马可福音的时候，我们既然期待这个神来。
Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of that prophecy.
那耶稣呢，就是这个先知的这个预言的完全的应验。
When the Lord Jesus was among us, God was answering the question, "What is God like?"
所以当耶稣生活在人当中的时候呢，神其实就是在回答一个问题：神是怎么样的？
Who has not wanted to know what God is really like?
所以谁不想知道神到底是什么样子的呢？
If we wish to know what God is like, we must turn our eyes to Christ.
如果我们真的想知道神是什么样子的话，我们就应该把眼目转向耶稣基督。
He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
他说，你见了我，就见到了父。
So in these last days, God spoke not in Greek, not in English, not in Mandarin, he spoke in his son.
所以在这末后的日子，神不是用中文说话的，也不是用英文说话，也不是用希腊语说话的，他是用他的儿子来说话。
God did not have many words to say. He had one word to say, and that word was Christ.
所以神没有太多的话说，他只有一个词要说，这个词就是基督耶稣。
And what a word!
这是一个怎么样的话呀？
We see this God become flesh, embracing lepers.
我们看到这是道成肉身的神呢，他拥抱大麻患大麻风的人。
Blessing children.
他祝福孩子们。
Healing the sick.
他医治生病的人。
Feeding the multitudes.
他喂饱众多的人。
Lifting up the broken.
把这个伤心的人使他们重新快乐起来。
And we look and we realize with amazement that this is what God is really like.
所以我们带着惊奇的发现，这就是神的样子。
So if we ask the question, what is God like?
如果我们问这样的一个问题，神是什么样子的呢？
The answer is this, God is exactly like Jesus.
那回答就是这样的，神就是像耶稣基督这个样子。
Now, we have never seen anyone more wonderful than the Lord Jesus.
我们没有见到过任何一个人像主这样美好的。
And if God is exactly like him,
如果神就是完完全全像耶稣基督这个样子的话，
then that is the best news that we have ever heard.
那这就是我们所听到的最好的消息了。
We have a God who is exactly like Christ.
所以我们有一位和耶稣基督一模一样的神。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他是那看不见神的形象。
And when we look at Jesus, we are looking at God.
当我们看耶稣基督的时候，实际上我们就是在看神了。
And what a wonderful God we find in the person of Christ.
所以我们在基督的里面看见了一个多么美好的神呢。
So what is your understanding, your concept of God?
所以你对神的认识，你对神的这个概念是什么样子的呢？
I suspect that our minds have become filled with many mistaken ideas about God.
我相信我们的头脑中可能会充满了各种对神的一些错误的认识。
And how important it is to understand that God has made himself known in his Son.God is like Jesus.
所以当我们知道神是通过他的儿子告诉我们他是怎么样子的，这是一件多么重要的事情呢？
The Lord Jesus came to show us the Father.
所以主耶稣基督来就是要把他的父显给我们看的。
In him we see the heart of God.
在他里面我们看见了神的心。
And what we see is so wonderful, so beautiful,that we fall at his feet, overcome with amazement and joy.
所以我们所看到的是如此的美好，如此的这个奇妙，所以我们就伏在他的脚前，充满了惊奇。
So Jesus is someone who will never cease to amaze us.
所以耶稣是那一位永远不会停止使我们惊奇的人。
Jesus is the visible revelation of God.
耶稣呢是神可以看见的一个启示，把神展现出来的。
And lastly, let me say that Jesus is the answer to all our deepest desires.
那第三点呢，就是耶稣是我们里面最深的渴望，能够满足我们里面最深的渴望的那一位。
Mark tells us the story of a series of broken lives, lives that were broken until Jesus came.
那马可记录了有好几个就是这个完全破碎的一个生命啊，他们的生命如此的破碎，直到耶稣基督来了以后，他们就变得完美。
We see lepers and the blind and the deaf and the lame and demon possessed people.
那比如说得大麻风的，眼瞎的，瘸腿的，被鬼附的等等。
These people are pictures of how our lives have been devastated by sin.
所以这些人呢，就是给我们描述了一个这个图画，我们的生命是被罪就是败坏成什么样子了。
These were people that had no hope until Jesus came.
这些人本来是毫无盼望的, 直到耶稣基督来了。
And when he came, hope came.
他来了, 盼望就来了。
Amazement came.
奇妙就来了。
Someone came, and our hearts were waiting for him.
所以我们的心呢, 一直都等待这样一个人来。
During the First World War, there was a young boy who was taken to the hospital badly injured.
在一次大战的时候呢,有一个年轻的士兵呢,他受伤了,被送到医院里面去。
The mother was notified and she came running to the hospital.
那这个有人就通知了他的母亲,然后他的母亲就赶紧跑到医院里去。
She wanted to see her son.
她想要看见她的儿子。
The doctors told her that that was impossible.
然后那个医生告诉她不行,看不见。
The life of the boy was between life and death.
因为这个男孩就在这个生死一线之间。
Any emotion could be too much for him.
因为任何让他就是心情激动的都会要了他的命的。
Furthermore, he was unconscious and would not recognize her.
而且呢,他现在处于昏迷的状态,他也认不出他的妈妈了。
But she kept on insisting, and at last the doctors gave her permission.
但是她不断地求这个医生,那最后呢,医生就允许她去看她儿子了。She
came into the room and sat down on a chair, her heart filled with anguish.
然后她就进到屋子里面,坐在一个椅子上,她心里充满了忧伤。She
saw her son lying on the bed.
然后她就看她儿子躺在那里,躺在床上。
And not able to stop herself, she extended her hand and put it on his forehead.
然后他就忍不住伸出手呢,把他的手放在他儿子的额头上。
And without opening his eyes, the boy said, Mother, you have come.
然后这个孩子呢,不用睁开眼,他就说,妈妈你来了。
And the little fellow recognized the touch of his mother's hand.
所以这个年轻的士兵呢,他通过感... 感受他妈妈的触摸,他就知道他妈妈来了。And
we were people who needed the touch of the Master.
我们也需要主的触摸。And
when he comes into our life, something inside of us says, something inside of us recognizes him, and we say, My Savior, you have come.
所以当他来的时候,我们里面一个很深的地方呢,就会说,哦,救主你来了。
And we realized that he was the one we needed and were waiting for.
然后我们一下子就认出他就是那个我们一直在等候的那个人。
We were made for him, by him, and we were made for him.
我们是被他造的,也是为他造的。
And our hearts will never be satisfied until he is in our lives.
那我们的心呢,永远不会被满足,除非他进到我们的心里来。
And when we come to know him more and more, everything else starts to lose its attractiveness.
当我们越来越认识主以后呢,这地上其他的事情呢,就开始逐渐地失去对我们的吸引了。
And we begin to realize that the greatest treasure of all is to know him.
我们就意识到那最伟大的这个宝藏啊,最宝贵的宝藏就是认识他。
And that nothing in the universe can compare with that.
在整个宇宙中没有什么能和他相比的。
There was a young man who had begun his ministry of preaching the gospel.
有一个年轻人呢,他开始他这个传福音的服事。
On one Sunday, he went to preach in a little church out in the country.
那有一次呢,他是在这个很荒僻的一个乡村里的小教会里面传道。
And when he finished his message, he stood at the door shaking people's hands as they left.
然后他讲完道以后呢,他就站在门口跟人们一一握手。
One young boy waited until everyone else had left.
然后有一个小男孩呢,一直等到其他人都走了。And
then he approached the preacher.
然后他就走到那个传道人的旁边。And
he said to him, I never knew that Jesus was so wonderful.
然后他对这个传道人说,我以前从不知道,原来耶稣是这么奇妙啊。
And then the little fellow got choked up, and he turned and walked away across a cornfield.
然后他就这个小孩就走了，一直走到那个玉米地里去了。
And as the preacher watched him walk away,
然后当这个传道人目送他远离的时候，
he said to the Lord, God, may I always preach so that people know that Jesus is wonderful.
然后他就对主说，主啊，求你帮助我，让我一直这样讲道，让人们能够看出你的奇妙来。
It's my prayer that as we continue looking at the Gospel of Mark,
所以这也是我们继续查考约翰福音的时候我的祷告。
God will give us greater insight into the magnificence of Christ.
所以主会给我们一些里面的看见，让我们看见主的伟大。
And may there grow within us a greater passion to know Him.
所以愿我们里面呢有越来越大的这个热情，想要认识他。
And perhaps as we carry on with these studies, we will be tempted to say, I never knew that Jesus was so wonderful.
所以有可能我们在继续学习的过程中，我们也会说，哦，我从来没有意识到原来耶稣是这么奇妙啊。
So that's a first lesson I wanted to look at, a lesson about the amazing Christ that Mark presents in his gospel.
所以这就是我这个马可福音这个系列的第一讲啊，就是要展现给大家看，就是在马可福音里面所描写的这个奇妙的基督。
God willing, in the coming weeks, I would like to look at Christ from different angles and see how Mark presents particular features of Christ in a very special way.
那在接下去的这个系列的以后的讲道中呢，我希望能够从不同的角度来展现给大家看，是马可是怎么来描述耶稣基督的。
I trust you will continue to accompany us as we go on this journey of discovering the magnificence of the Christ that we have come to know and love.
所以我相信当我们一起这个共同走这个旅程去探索主耶稣基督我们所爱的这一位他的奇妙的时候，我相信大家一直都会与我同行的。
So may God bless his word to our hearts.
愿主祝福他的话对我们的心祝福我们的心。
Amen. Thank you very much, Jürgen. We really appreciated that message. A wonderful introduction. How wonderful he is, the Savior.
我们谢谢 Jürgen 弟兄今天的信息啊，是给我们展现了一个奇妙的基督。是的，他是多么奇妙啊。
Now, is it appropriate to ask what we might look forward to next week to whet our appetites?
所以我们不知道现在合不合适问一个问题，我们下周要学什么呢？这个我们很想要提前知道一点。
Well, yes, we could mention that. I'd like to look at the identity of Christ. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? And then look at topics like the humility of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, the patience, the reactions, the tenderness, the humanity, the grace of Christ. And in each lesson, we'll take a particular topic and go through the book and look how Mark presents Christ in that particular area. So that's what we have in mind.
我们下周呢可能会讲一下耶稣基督的这个身份，就是他耶稣基督是谁，他是一个怎样的人，然后我们可能还会讲到他的谦卑，他的这个做的事情等等，就是从各个角度去看这个耶稣基督的不同的方面。
Yes, that sounds extremely interesting. And it's a unique way of looking at a gospel. Different views of the Christ from heaven.
这真的是很有趣啊，这 是一个非常好的一个很新的一个角度，就是从不同的角度来看耶稣基督。
Now, we're going to close in prayer. I'm going to askOur brother Harold Summers, if he would just give us a closing remark and to end the evening in prayer.
请 Harold 做一个总结，然后带我们做一个结束的祷告。
And well, I guess my closing remark is it's refreshing to see the overview of the lesson that Mark is teaching us. Mm-hmm. And we all agree that the Savior is wonderful, marvelous, and amazing.
所以我的总结就是今天能够跟着 Jurgen 带我们就是纵览一下这个马可福音，是让我们真的很耳目一新的。我们都同意主耶稣基督是奇妙的，是美好的，是令人惊奇的。
I guess the most amazing thing about it is that Mark teaches us that Jesus loves me.
那最奇妙的一点呢，就是马可教导我们的，就是耶稣爱我。
And that's marvelous. It's amazing. It's exciting. Jesus loves me. There's hope. There's help.
所以这真的很惊奇，很奇妙，也让我很兴奋，就是耶稣居然爱我，这就有了盼望，有了帮助。
So yes, we're looking forward to more, and we're going to read Mark with renewed interest in the meantime.
所以我们都很盼望，那继续听，继续学习新的，从马可福音里面得到更多新的得着。So
let's pray now and thank the Lord for his goodness.
我们一起祷告，感谢神对我们的恩慈。So
Lord, as we come to the story this evening, to the end of this story, as it's been presented to us, we've come to say thank you.
主，我们在这学习结束的时候来到你面前说谢谢你。We
thank you for sending Jurgen to us and for the presentation that he has made.
我们主，感谢你把 Jurgen 带来赐给我们，也谢谢他给我们讲的道理。But
Lord, we agree that the presentation is not the big deal. What is the big deal is that Jesus is all that he has presented himself to be.
他的话不重要，重要的是他的话里面所展现的耶稣基督才是那最重要的。So
we thank you for Mark for telling us this story.
我们感谢马可告诉我们这些故事。We
thank you for Peter for who encouraged him to tell us the story.
我们感谢彼得，是彼得鼓励马可把这些故事记下来。
But mostly, obviously, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是更重要的是我们感谢耶稣基督。
The apostle said, he loved me and gave himself for me.
使徒说他爱我，把他自己赐给了我。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that each of us will be responsive to this amazing and wonderful Savior.
主，我们祷告是盼望每一个人对这个奇妙的、美好的救主都有回应。How
foolish, how tragic it would be for us to see with amazement who he is and what he did, and not be moved to respond to his love.
那如果我们看到了他的奇妙，但是对他这些奇妙却毫无反应的话，这该是多么愚蠢，又是多么。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that each of us will respond to him as Savior and as Lord, and may we just lay our lives before him that we might be blessed by this amazing Savior.
主，愿我们每个人都把主作为我们的救主和主来回应他，然后把我们的生命交在他的手里，他是交在这个奇妙的救主的手里。
So we thank you for him, we pray for each of us, and Lord, we pray for those we love who are not all with us this evening. May we be bearers of this good message of this wonderful Savior.
主，愿你祝福我们每个人，也祝福我们所爱的人，愿我们也能够把这样的好消息，这个奇妙的救主的好消息也带给他们。
We give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名再次的感恩。Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.